Okay, well, it looks like it's about that time, so we'll go ahead and get the conference call started. So I'd like to officially welcome everyone to our Tuesday night business building conference call. My name is Amy Sandoval, and we have with us also on the line David Sandoval, who's one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products. And we get together the first and third Tuesday of every month to talk about tips and techniques on how we can improve our marketing and improve our businesses, which ultimately, bottom line, will lead to increased commissions and increased awareness, which is the passion and the mission that Dave and I set out to accomplish 4 years ago when we started Platinum Health Products. So welcome, David. Are you on the line with us tonight?
I am. Thank you for being with us tonight as well. And I am really excited about tonight's call because this is, in my opinion, the wave of the future. This is the way that this should be done. It's the people who are going to make the most money are the ones who listen to what we talk about tonight and the ones who go out and execute it. So I think this is a very important call. If you're listening live or if you are listening on the replay line, I think you could use it for, I think you could listen to it over and over and keep picking up more tips about how you could utilize the internet to build your business. So Amy, you put together, I think, some really amazing pointers, and we're going to elaborate on those. But before we do, I know we usually have an announcement or two to make. Is there anything that you want to talk about before we get started?
Well, I would just like to remind everyone we have an Oasis retreat coming up in 2 weekends from now. There's just a couple of rooms left. If anyone's interested, please call the 888-747-6733 number to book a room at the Oasis retreat. Also, if you have not gotten your copy of the Green Foods Bible, I would definitely recommend you do that. And you can check that out online at phporder.com. And there's some awesome new content on our website. I encourage everyone to go to the website, read about the new Superfoods for Supermodels campaign, read about the 40 Days and 40 Nights, Eric Mies's amazing fast that Dave and I both went on as well, but only for 10 days. there's just some really good content on the internet, on the website. So please check that out. Utilize that. As a member, everyone has their own personalized webpage. So use that in your marketing efforts. It's a very good tool, very good resource. So we just encourage everyone to use that. Also, just want to remind everybody this call will be available on your back office, which is another awesome tool that we talked about on the last conference call, the last business building conference call. So check that out. There's an archived call there that will walk you through how to get in and use the back office, and is a real informational call that we hope everyone will take a listen to and take advantage of what we talked about on that call. But tonight's call is all about using the internet. The internet has revolutionized the way we do things. I remember 10 years ago when I was still I didn't even have an email at the time, and not everyone had internet in their home. And then all of a sudden, everyone seems to start getting dial-up, and then it went to DSL, and then it went to these high-speed, high-power cable modems and T1 lines and things like that. And now virtually everyone has access to the internet, and it is such a powerful marketing tool. There's so much information that can change hands so quickly. And so what we want to do tonight is just talk a little bit about how we can use the internet to both market to your network. And basically what your network is your existing contacts, your friends, your family, your coworkers, people that you already know. We also want to talk about and teach you how to use the internet to prospect, to find new leads, to add them to your network. So ultimately, bottom line, using these tools to grow your business, spread the word about health and healing through nutrition and whole food supplements, and then in return for that, increase your bonus check and your commission check. So did you have any other overview points that you'd like to add before we jump right into the content, Dave?
I just think you're absolutely right that it is clear that the internet has, you know, it was like the sun rising. First you just saw, you know, the light, and then you saw the rim of it, and pretty soon it was right overhead. Now it's beating down upon us. It literally is, the sun is definitely
you know, it is the internet. It's up there. It can't be ignored. And so we have to take advantage of it. And it definitely is something that will help us to grow our business. And so I'm looking forward to using it as a tool of communication, as a tool of education. And I'm looking forward to all of you coming up with your own unique ways to do that. The suggestions that we have will be initiated by Amy. We'll elaborate on them a little bit, but then we're going to open up the phone lines and see if any of you have suggestions that you might want to share with us as well.
Well, let's talk about the kind of the easy stuff first, and that's contacting, and this may not be in the order we talked about earlier, but I think this is the best place to start, is talking about how to contact your own network. And what we said a while ago is your network is your group of friends, family, coworker contacts that you already know. And what several of our members have done and had great success at is basically we just do an email blast to your existing network, to your address book. If you use Outlook or if you use another email program, you have an address book, you can email blast out to everyone in that address book. And we suggest an awesome thing to do is email out the links to our conference calls, our Wednesday product education conference calls. They're exciting, they're upbeat, there's a lot of great information. And although that information may not be specific to your friend or family member, we suggest that you email out the link to it and you say, hey, this may not be something that you need, but I know you probably know someone that needs this information, so please pass it along. You know, it's cool information. It's very valuable. I learned a lot. I use these products. I trust this company. You know, you customize it or personalize it however you like, and then you paste in a link to the website where they can check out the conference call. And that is a really awesome way to do it. You title it something like, you know, Autism Battle Plan, you know, and people that have an interest in autism, know someone that has autism, is definitely going to click on that email and read it. If you don't, if you're a person that's not interested, doesn't know anybody, autism hasn't affected anyone that they know, they may skip it, and that's okay. What we're doing here is showing you a way to contact these people, contact your network on a regular basis. We have a conference call every week, so this would give you a reason to email your address book weekly, and there'll be a new subject once a week. And we guarantee that after doing this for several weeks, you will probably hit upon a subject that these people need. You know, they may not be interested in every subject, but they will be interested in some of them for sure. So that is a great way to use your existing network and tools that we already provide for you to get the message out.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, it's sitting right there, and all you have to do is connect people with the knowledge, and when you do, amazing things could happen.
Exactly, and we make it so easy for you because if we have your address, email address on file, we email you the web link, and so right to the conference call. So all you have to do is forward that email that we send to your downline, to your address book and say, hey, check this out. And then it'll have a little description about what the call is about and the title of the call, and they can click right on there and use it for themselves. I mean, listen to it for themselves. And you definitely want to mention if you're interested in checking out other products or information on the website, go to www.phporder.com/your ID number or your web alias. You want to make sure and do that and provide that so when they decide to place an order after reading the compelling information that's on the website, that it will definitely be credited to you. because this is your address book, this is your network, these people probably know you. Where this becomes most crucial is when you're prospecting. But we want to get everyone in the habit of always, when they give the phporder.com, you give / and your ID number or your web alias. So it would be, you know, www.phporder.com/, you know, 100 if that's your member number. Or if you have a web alias, it would be /same Dave or something like that. So that's real important. I would always sign my emails. Every email that I do, you can set up a signature. I don't know if you've seen this on emails before, where it may say from Dave Sandoval, you know, CEO and founder of Platinum Health Products. Well, you can set up a signature. Let's say it would be Amy Sandoval, www.phporder.com/100 or whatever the number would be. You can set that up automatically as a signature, and I suggest that everyone do that. So when you sign any email, even if it's just to a friend or family member, or just to say, hey, how's your kids doing, you know, or something like that, it just reminds those people that you are a part of something. This is something that you should be really proud of, that you're a part of, and someone that you may never think has any interest in what we're doing here about health and nutrition. They just may click on it for curiosity, and the information that they find might change their life. So that's just another tip or technique that you can do to promote the business that you're building, is set up a signature on your email with your website address. So also, so we talked about, we can email out the conference call links. Also, some other really cool information is the KTLA link on our website that shows about the 8 or 9 minute video where Dave was interviewed on the news, on the LA Morning News, on KTLA Morning News. That is a really cool piece of video. It lends credibility to our company, to the company that you're associated with. So some of your network that may be a bit skeptical, you say, hey, check this out. This is for real. We're on TV. The company I'm associated with, they're on TV in LA. So you can't just be some fly-by-night. This isn't just some fly-by-night company. This stuff is for real. Check it out. They've got a book. They're on TV. And so that's something that's pretty cool that you could email out in a blast email. So email is free, and we recommend, you know, or suggest that if you could spend 30 minutes a week, maybe an hour a week, and just almost send like a little update, like what's going on in your life. Like, you know, you get those letters at Christmas. Have you ever gotten one of those, Dave? I don't even know what they're called.
My Christmas card?
Yeah, well, it's usually a letter that comes in a Christmas card, and it kind of sometimes gives an update of what's going on with the family.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, absolutely. It's almost like what we've been up to type of thing.
Exactly.
If you've had a kid or somebody graduated from college, or
I've got a new job, or you know, or whatever, you know, like an update letter. And we have several members that do update letters on email, whether they do it once a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month, and they just say, hey, this is what's going on with me, and hey, I feel so awesome because remember I used to complain about that, you know, stomach problem. Well, it's gone now because I'm doing X, Y, Z, and you know, but I'm doing great and this and that, and check out this new business that I'm promoting, and people are getting a lot of hits on their website by doing this, hey, how are you, this is how I'm doing, email that they do once a month, and friends are kind of coming out of the woodwork going, yeah, hey, I haven't connected with you in years, and oh, this is so cool, and they click on the website, and if you take the time, which we highly suggest that you do, to go on your website and fill out the information on the About Me section, where you can put your own personal testimonials, you can put your picture, you can put your own personal mission or what you're most interested in on the Platinum website, on your Platinum website. And so it's really neat way to communicate with old friends and family and people that, you know, you don't see face-to-face or maybe don't talk to on the telephone on a regular basis. So, Dave, I know that you've had several, like, friends, you know, contact you, like platinum friends that are doing the business as well, that are doing these kind of, like, hello letters, and they've been really successful. Did you have any comments, anything else you'd like to share on that?
I think it's really an awesome – I think what you're suggesting is really an awesome way to, you know, to reach out and to touch, like you said, your existing network of contacts. I think it's, I would go as far as just to say, look, you know, I love what you said earlier about, hey, you
you know, you may not need this information. I just got this incredible information about what to do if you're a diabetic, you know, how you could help yourself if you're a diabetic. And you may not need it, but maybe somebody you know needs it. So, you know, either if you don't need it and you don't know anybody needs it, just erase it. But if you do need it or you know somebody else who needs it, forward it to them. And I think that no one could fault you for giving them information they might be able to use. I get people send me FYIs all the time. Just, hey, Dave, just thought you might be interested in this, because they know what I'm interested in overall. And so I think that it's a great idea. And I definitely, I know people who have done really well doing that, obviously. Eric talked about his fast. He sent it out to hundreds of people, and, you know, and dozens of people have imitated him and started doing the fast and started using our products because he had the courage to reach out and tell people, this is what I'm doing with my life.
Exactly.
And it really, really works for me.
Exactly, exactly. And so it's easy. Your story doesn't have to be as dramatic as, say, Eric's. I'm fasting for 40 days. but, you know, just, hey, you know, I'm so excited because my kid, I got this awesome testimonial, actually, from a lady in Texas. And she's like, I'm so thrilled because now my kids make their own green drinks. My kids, instead of, like, if they're, I put them to bed and they really don't want to go to bed, you know, how the kid always, like, kids always get up and, like, Mom, I need a glass of water. And she's like, now he doesn't get up and say, I need a glass of water. He says, Mom, can I have some cherry? And she's like, I'm so, she's like, and I'm always, you know, you're kind of irritated when your kid gets up out of bed, you know, when you're trying to have already put them down. But she's like, I'm so happy when he gets up and says, hey, Mom, can I have some cherry? And, you know, just little stories like that. It doesn't have to be something super dramatic, you know, just how it's benefited yourself and how, you know, the products or the programs or things have benefited you and your family. You know, your friends care about you, and they, like, people like to know what's going on. And so it's a easy way to contact a lot of people all at one time without taking a ton of time out of your day or a ton of time out of their day.
Exactly, exactly.
That is definitely the beauty of emailing.
Yes, and you could do how many emails could you do if you're good at cutting and pasting that letter in? I mean, how many emails could you send? It's just, like, furious, right?
Well, yeah, or what you do is you just, you cut and paste the email addresses all in UCC, like, all the people. So it's just one email with 50 CCs on it.
That's true.
So it's just literally, I mean, it's almost instantaneously, and you can build a group, like, in your Outlook or Outlook Express, and you could call it just my buddy list.
I know. I was thinking about another type of prospect, and I got ahead of myself.
Oh, okay. No problem. So it's very, very easy. And you know what's awesome about email is you send it out, and someone doesn't have to, it's not time sensitive, basically. You know, they could be going through cleaning out their emails in a month and go, oh, this is cool, and still go to our website. The information's still going to be there. These conference calls are permanently archived. They're not going away. So that's another really cool thing. So that's basically some tips and suggestions of contacting, of using the internet, using email to contact your own existing network. Now let's move on and talk a little bit more about prospecting, using the internet to prospect. And what prospecting means is finding new leads, finding brand new people that don't know anything about Platinum Health products. Who knows, they may not even know anything about nutrition or health and healing with whole food supplements, but contacting them and introducing them to what we're doing. And so there's several ways that we want to talk about tonight, and it's basically all about internet searches. It's going online and using some search engines. And one of the best search engines or searches to use is just your local Yellow Pages. You can pull up, like, yellowpages.com or sbcglobal.com, and you can search in a geographic area, or you can search in other geographic areas. Like, if you're like, I live in a little teeny town and there's only one massage therapist, you know, I'm kind of prospected out once I talk to her and get her going. So with the internet, what's beautiful is it opens up the whole country to you. Just because you live out in the boonies, you know, out in the country, doesn't mean that you can't prospect to someone that lives in right in the heart of New York City, in a very metropolitan area. So that, again, is the beauty of the Internet. So I know, Dave, that you had some comments about using the Yellow Pages and, you know, we've even gone on ourselves. Did you want to add anything about using the Yellow Pages?
Well, I just think that if you've got to pick a focus, you got to get a target. You've got to say, okay, you know what, right now I want to talk to massage therapists. So you get your pitch to massage therapists down. And you just like to go and you just burn through all the massage therapists you could find. You have a letter that's geared toward massage therapists. And this week you're doing massage therapists. Next week you're doing chiropractors. Maybe that could take a couple of weeks. The week after that, maybe you're doing midwives and naturopathic doctors. And the week after that, you're doing personal trainers. And the week after that, you're doing gym teachers. And the bottom line is that every single week you could choose, customize your letter slightly differently, and just go on those search engines, go into everybody who's advertising their service. And if they're advertising their service, they better have an email address, and they better have a website, and they better have a phone number. And if they don't, then they're not very good at marketing themselves.
Exactly. And so we've put together a letter that you can customize for your market, but it talks a little bit about what the business opportunity of Platinum Health Products is all about. It's the Platinum Health Products marketing concept is designed to help you earn additional residual income from the clients that you already service while improving their energy level, body composition, and ultimately their overall health and appearance. There are two easy ways to incorporate Platinum Health Products into your existing business. The first bullet point says offer and display product for retail sale in your salon or spa. Second bullet point is talk about the products and refer your clients to call our toll-free number or visit Platinum Health Products website to order products on their own. You can also pass out you can also pass out literature or have it in the waiting area with your sticker on it for their customers' review. Either way, you'll earn 40% of the retail value. For phone and web orders, we'll mail you a check on the 15th of the next month as your commission. It's that easy to start earning additional income with Platinum Health Products. And then we go on to say, you know, some other information on it. And then you might go on to list a couple of the key products that you think would be the most beneficial to that genre. Like if you are talking to personal trainers, you would definitely want to talk about the Master Amino. You know, if you're talking to chiropractors, you're definitely going to want to talk about the Apothecary. So my suggestion would be to pick the product that focuses the most on the group that you're working with or that you're prospecting at that time, and incorporate some information about one or two products. Don't overwhelm them with all the product line, but just one or two products that is germane to their field.
Absolutely. I think that's a great idea.
And so we will have this letter or a version of this letter up on the back office tomorrow, probably in the afternoon tomorrow. So it can just give you an idea if you want to use this letter, if you want to write your own letter, and if you know, and share it with us, that'd be great. You know, this is your business, so feel free to write whatever you about the company that you find compelling to put in your prospect letter to email out to these people that you find going through the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, definitely. And there's other places besides the Yellow Pages that are online that are also great sources of leads. And Amy, why don't you tell everybody a little bit more about those things that we discovered?
Well, there's a really cool site called Craigslist. It's a cool kind of exchange board. I don't even know. I don't know the exact terminology of what
it is. It's basically it's internet postings. It's basically classifieds on the internet.
Okay, awesome. So basically, you can search for Craigslist. You can go on the Craigslist site. And then on the site, you could type in massage therapist, almost like the Yellow Pages. And so what these massage therapists have done, because Craigslist is such a, it's almost like a Yellow Pages, if you will.
Except for it's a Yellow Pages that's interactive.
Exactly, exactly. People have made postings, like massage therapists have gone on or personal trainers have gone on and made a posting about themselves. And so you search for massage therapists or personal trainers, and you will get a list of people that have, you know, said, hey, I'm a personal trainer. Hey, I'm a massage therapist. And because it's all interactive, it's all online, there will always be an email address for you to email to. So basically you read it. If it sounds like somebody you'd like to prospect, you can capture that email address and send the prospecting email right then and there. It's basically an unlimited supply of people with email addresses. And because they are advertising this to get clients, they're going to be regularly checking their email. It's not like maybe, they definitely are going to be regularly checking their email because they're using that email in an advertisement to gain clientele. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. And here's the cool part is that they're already set up because it's their commerce page, they're ready to respond to stuff. And if you're talking to them about, hey, you know, I've got something that could help you make more money, I've got something that's right up your alley, I think that's something that somebody, you know, some people are going to respond to.
Right, and I just went online, and they call it Craigslist Community Classifieds. And what's so cool is you go on, and there's all these metropolitan areas listed. Like, it starts out with Albany, Allentown, Albuquerque. You know, it's alphabetical order by metropolitan area. And so you can say, hey, I want to target Puerto Rico, and you send out the Spanish literature, you know, to everybody in Puerto Rico. Or, I live in a little, you know, a small town outside of Buffalo, New York, so you click on Buffalo, New York. And then it gives you all these different categories to click on. And so, like, maybe medical or health would be a category that you could click on, or you can go through and you see like the different categories. Salon, spa, fitness would definitely be one, you know, to click on. And then you'll see massage therapist listed, massage therapist wanted, models wanted, models listed, you know, just an online classified posting. But everywhere that there is a posting, you can click into it and there'll be an email address. So even if they're saying models wanted, massage therapist wanted, they want it because they have a salon, you know, or something like that. So even if it looks like a want ad, they could still be a very viable prospect.
Absolutely. That is, these are, in my opinion, these are just like sitting ducks, because they're out there, they're already waiting to have commerce, and so you just have to let them know in a compelling way that you have something that could help them. They could help them help their clients, help them have their clients feel better, and there's a lot of cool things. Let's say that you have somebody that says, modeling jobs needed. You could even post your own thing. And it says superfoods for supermodels. Go on Craigslist, post your own thing. Superfoods for supermodels. Are you an aspiring model? Hey, aspiring models, I've got a secret to help you succeed. Hey, modeling agencies, I've got secrets to help you succeed. You've got to go out there and these things don't cost anything to post. So go out there and post your own little teaser. I mean,
bring people
contacting you.
Exactly. So, yeah, there's all types of things that you can do with these free postings. I just clicked on therapeutic services, and you get all the massage therapists come up. You get yoga instructors. You get iridology. You get psychic readers. But you get all types of, I see midwives on here. So there's all types of things, categories. And then you can definitely search. There's a search section, and so you just put in whatever you want to target. And what we were suggesting is you customize your letter, and you say, I want to target you know, personal trainers this week. And so you just search for personal trainers and don't be limited by geographic area, because that's what the Internet is. The beautiful thing about the Internet is it opens up everything. It opens up the whole country to you, if not the world to you. But so just, like, hit on one category and send out a bunch of emails. And if you dedicate 20 or 30 or 45 minutes a day to this, you could send out probably 100 emails, at least 50 emails a day, and then you are going to start getting responses. And even if one person a day or one person a week becomes a customer, it's the power of that residual income. Once you've contacted them once, they get our products. Our products speak for themselves. I think everybody on this call, everybody listening to this call, they know that. You believe in the products. That's why you're here. So if we can get the information and the products into people's hands, they will continue using them. They will continue recommending them to their clientele, and your check will continue to grow, and you don't have to spend time on them anymore. You continue to recruit new prospects.
Exactly.
So anything else to wrap up on Craigslist before we move on to one of the other items?
Well, just I wanted to reiterate that Craigslist actually is like, again, it's like sitting ducks, because you could just log on, you could say massage therapist, and you'll have people who have advertised for like the last 2 weeks. Now, most of these people, they realize that they place a couple of ads and then, you know, and then they let the ad run its course. And so you really could get a large number of prospects from these types of things. So don't be afraid also, however, to call people. If they have a phone number, practice on a couple. Find out what their wants, needs, and desires are, and then that'll help you to understand just who your target audience is. So that's my only additional advice. I think that what you have shared with everybody is very good stuff. We definitely have, you and I have discussed this on many occasions and have waited for this opportunity to encourage people to do this, and I'm really glad that we're finally getting the opportunity, and hope that people will really respond to that.
Definitely. Well, awesome. And just play around. Like, don't be afraid of these things. Like, I have to say that I'd never been on Craigslist until a few months ago. I'd never been on MySpace, which is what we're going to talk about next, until a few weeks ago. And so don't be intimidated by these things, and don't think, oh, this is just for teenagers or really young people. It's not. It's for everybody. So the next thing that we're going to talk about is MySpace. And MySpace, gosh, I don't even know what MySpace, what you want to call it. It's a giant...
it's a networking establishment originally used by kids so that they could share their ideas. Like, you, if you're into skateboarding, you'd put in, hey, you know, I'm in Torrance and I like to skateboard and I'm going to be down at the blah, blah, blah. And then you'd sort of send that out, and other people who are near Torrance who like to skateboard would automatically get that, even though you never met them, even though you don't know anything about them. They would say that they're out there looking for people who like to skateboard, who are near Torrance, who are into hip-hop or whatever. And then they would open up their door to emails from people who have similar interests, and so that you could meet people. You could then hit one button, and you would send out up to 300 people who have a similar interest a day you could sort of email out to. And, of course, you don't know who you're emailing out to. It's blind. The only thing that you have in common is that you live in Torrance, you like to skateboard, and you like hip-hop. And as a consequence, they've opened up their – they will allow you to enter into their realm because you have a similar interest. So that's how it started, and then it just grew and grew to where now the average age of the user on MySpace is 32 years old. So the bottom line is that the adults quickly figured out that this is a brilliant way to network, and so we believe that that's true. So, Amy, tell them a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that was a great description, because I didn't know how I – because I haven't really honestly used it that much, but I've been going on it recently. And, again, it's just a wonderful networking opportunity. Like, you put in something, again, like say you want to put in yoga instructor. You put that in the search field. You hit search, and you're going to get a list of people. Like, there's 10-plus pages of different yoga clubs, different yoga instructors, You'll see their profile, and everyone, again, that's on MySpace has an email, is computer savvy, and it'll tell you the last time they've logged in to their MySpace account, which is really cool because then you can see, like, when you email them or when you contact them, because there's a little, like, you click onto someone, and you the very first thing that says is send this person a message. So you can click on that, you can send them an email message, and then it also tells you the last time that person logged in. And so if the person hasn't logged in for 2 years, maybe you don't want to spend the time sending them an email. But if they logged in yesterday or they logged in today, that's great. Go for it. They're regularly checking their email, or they're regularly checking their MySpace page. So, again, just a great opportunity. You can read a little bit about them. You can see pictures of them. Things like that. So it's just a really cool way to, again, find new prospects. And in this, it's very interactive. If you write down who you contacted, you can go back the very next day and see if they've logged back in, which if they've logged back in, that means they should have read your email kind of thing. So you could even do a follow-up. Hey, did you get that? Hey, what'd you think about it kind of thing.
Exactly.
So MySpace is very interactive. Also, I recommend that everybody set up their own MySpace account. It's completely free. You can make it as simple or as sophisticated as you want. It's very easy to set up. And then what you do is you link, like you send them, and you add yourself as their friend, basically, is what they call it on MySpace. And then your information will show up, and then as other people scan their friends, you will come up, and then there's a hyperlink right there that'll click back to your page. So it's just an amazing networking opportunity with people from all over the world that you would never perhaps have an opportunity to meet, but you can meet them online.
Exactly. And remember also that we've got a couple of MySpace sites up, so you could go and you could search by Oasis Retreat, and you could also go Superfoods for Supermodels. We have got just an amazing MySpace Superfoods for Supermodels. It's just like really, really an example of what you could do. And now using that site, I'm going out and 300 people a day I'm attracting, trying to get to take an interest, and we're getting modeling agencies and models who are reporting and giving us little stories. It's really quite amazing. So you could do the same thing.
Absolutely.
And we encourage you to.
I totally encourage you to. Like, basically, I'm online right now, and I just typed in weight loss. And so basically what it does is it queries all the little write-ups that people put about themselves. And if you mention weight loss in that, it's going to pop up here. So, like, you get people that say they have run a weight loss support group. You get people that say, I'm trying to lose 50 pounds. You know, you get all types of stuff, and you just filter through that and start sending emails to these people. Start contacting these people. Hey, I have this great thing. Check out Superfoods for Supermodels. You know, check out, you know, the fast. Check out this. Check out that. And it's just use the internet. There's such amazing, cool tools out there, and we've improved our website at phporder.com so much that you can really be proud of phporder.com. It's full of information, and use that information, use those tools that we've provided for you, and ultimately you will see more volume, you will see more orders, and you will see a much bigger check at the end of each month.
Absolutely. Sorry, absolutely. You know, I know that there's a lot of people who are thinking, well, you know, if I'm out there doing it, aren't other people out there doing it? To be honest with you, only the ambitious get ahead. There's a lot of people just sitting at home doing nothing, believe me. And if you're one of the ones doing something, then, you know, I'm looking here, they've got on Craigslist services, they've got beauty, and I click on beauty, and it says two women needed for modeling, freelance makeup artist. Are you a makeup artist? Well, you know what? Everybody who's doing makeup has an opportunity to tell people, are you tired of that acne? Are you tired? You want beautiful skin? Try this aloe, this cherry, and this green food. And then I see computer. There's people, computer services.
websites made, personal business assistants, Craigslist posting service. Go to these people and say, hey, if you're really good on the computer, then maybe you want to try this internet marketing because we've got these amazing products, right? There's basically creative, and I look off and it says here's photographers and writers and web designers. Well, every one of these people in some way, shape, or form, I'm not sure about this one, erotic. We'll leave that one alone.
We'll leave that one out.
financial services. This financial people, learn how to make money, working capital, business finances, avoid your foreclosure. All of these, in my opinion, there are, you know, there's prospects there that are really, really important. The therapeutic, obviously, you've got massage therapists, household items for sale. And then it goes under jobs offered, resumes. It goes on and on. And so I think that we should all just look at that and just realize that for, you know, doing an hour worth of prospecting a day online could just be monstrous.
Absolutely. Like, I'm just clicking through, and I'm already at page, 16 when I searched for weight loss. And I think it's just going to keep going infinitely on here on MySpace. So you're not going to run it. Oh, actually, it says about 57,000 MySpace accounts mention weight loss. So I think that there's a lot of prospecting out there to
see.
It's pretty much unlimited, actually.
Wow.
So, and we definitely recommend when you make your MySpace account, when you make a Craigslist posting, always put your www.phporder.com/your ID or your web alias. If people click on that, they're directly linked to you. Anything they order is guaranteed to go to you, because you have to remember at this point in time, you are anonymous to the person. The person doesn't know you. So we do our very best. There's questions that they don't know who referred them. We ask you, but if they just say email, it might be difficult to place them back to you. So please always put www.phporder.com/your information, your ID or your web alias, and then there's absolutely no question. They use the hyperlink. They're on your site. You get the credit.
Exactly.
So the internet is just a plethora of information. I know that there's other places like MySpace, but MySpace is so humongous. I think you could play and stay in MySpace for months and months and months before you need to go into any other ones of these kind of database kind of networking sites. But there are others out there for sure. So yeah, we just encourage everybody to go on and go to MySpace, and if you've never been on it, play around. Go to Superfoods for Supermodels. Go to Oasis Retreat. You'll find some cool information, and then hopefully, you know, that'll inspire you to set up your own account and start contacting people, and really start building a network for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that pretty much runs down my notes that I had prepared for tonight. Did you have anything else that you could think of that you'd like to add?
Well, the only thing I wanted to add is that, you know, that if you're, you know, 70 years old and you don't want to leave the house, but you want to build this business, this is the way to do it. If you're, you know, 18 years old and you don't have a car yet, and you just want to sit at home and make money, this is the way to do it. I mean, and if you just simply are internet savvy or a novice, this is like the opportunities are right there waiting for you.
Definitely.
So that's all my thing is, I want to see people take this information. I want to see them use this information, and you know, I want to see them basically thrive in their business using this information.
Exactly. Use it. And if you somehow feel like you're shy, you know, you're not really that great on the phone, you don't feel like you're really great face-to-face, that is the beauty of the internet. Again, I said it earlier, but you're anonymous. You know, take that time to write the letter, get a great letter, and then send it out, you know, kind of thing. You don't have to worry about your, you know, if you don't think that you, you know, are a salesperson. You know, you're providing information, you're sharing information, you're sharing it about a really great company that you can be proud of, that has fair prices, that has excellent, amazing products that really change people's lives. So, you know, be passionate in your email, and if these people that are in the service industry, if they're passionate about helping people too, they'll see it, they'll feel it, and they'll grasp on to it.
Sorry, I don't have any water here, and my throat's getting drier and drier.
Uh-oh. Well, I think that's pretty much the information that we had prepared for tonight, and should we open up the phone lines and see if there's any questions?
Definitely, we should. And
okay,
I'm feeling
we'll
better
do that.
Now.
So, do we have any questions tonight? I know a lot of this is like brand new information, and people are just kind of digesting it. I hit the thing. Did you hit the thing too, Dave?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good. Okay.
Is there anybody out there who might have a comment or a question?
Okay, well, it looks like not. So, well, thank you so much, Dave, for being on the phone with us and for your comments and insights. And I'm excited. I'm going to try this myself. And so in a couple of weeks, I hope to give a very positive update of what I've experienced by doing this. And again, thank you so much for being on and for the great tips and information. And I just want to remind everyone who's listening, this call will be available on the website. It's archived on the website. This call will be available in the back office. It's archived in the back office for all our members to view.
Great. And I just want to remind, I just want to tell everybody that we're probably going to get out an e-blast tomorrow. And so if you get an e-blast from us, we're probably going to remind people about this call so that they could listen to it on the replay line. So if you get that, don't be confused. It's about this call.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Dave. And I hope everyone has a wonderful evening.
Okay, great. Good night, everybody.
Good night.